trying to educate, trying to entertain the Arizona homeowner. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House. Our most asked question of the week was a question that referred to a very specific name brand of a home warranty. And I'm not going to mention that specific brand name because I don't feel one way or another about any one particular brand or another. But it says, what is a blankety blank warranty? Okay. Let me just give you my opinion of home warranties. Okay. If I go to this particular company and I log on to their webpage, it has the question on its homepage, how does this work? Number one, do you need service? When a covered item breaks down, you request service online or by phone to the warranty company. Step two, the warranty company then assigns a contractor to come to your house. And the warranty company will pay the contractor for that service. Right up to that point, it sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there's a lot of things about step one and step two that cause me a lot of concern. One, you don't want somebody coming to your house who is bid competitively against 100 other service providers to do work for this insurance company at the lowest possible price conceivable. Because the only way they can do that and stay in business is find something at your house that isn't covered by the insurance, the warranty, and charge you for it. And now they've got a profitable service call out of what was a loss leader. Home warranty companies aren't out there interviewing the best of the best contractors. They're out there by nature interviewing the cheapest of the cheap that are willing to take these loss leads and then find things that are not included in the service agreement. What I'd rather you do than spend money with a home warranty company is, do you realize the trusted insurance agent you have that writes your homeowner's insurance? You can insure many of your big, expensive pieces of equipment, your air conditioner, your water heater, your appliances, for a fraction of the cost with the same company that does your homeowner's insurance. And then you get to pick the contractor. You get to pick the trusted service provider to come and complete the work at your home. I'm telling you, in my experience, that is a much better solution than defaulting to one of these home warranty programs. So home warranties are just one of my little soapboxes. Super cooling is one of my soapboxes. Lifetime paint jobs are one of my soapboxes. I've got lots of windows are one of my soapboxes. I got lots of soapboxes. One of the soapboxes I get on more often than not is water treatment. Because, man, there is so much misinformation about what water treatment can or can't do or what it will and it won't do. So we've brought in a special guest this morning, Mr. George Cathy, the service manager of Isley's Home Services. George, welcome again, repeat visitor.
Thank you. How are you guys all doing this morning?
Good, good. Okay, water treatment, baby. I can go for hours on this topic. Yep. There is so much misinformation out about that.
Yep.
Well, you go first. I'm going to take a breath. You go first about the misinformation you're seeing in the industry.
Okay. I think the biggest misinformation that I see are, you know, manufacturers or companies that promote alternatives to water softeners as if they do the same thing as a water softener would do. In my experience and what I have seen firsthand is that if you want soft water, the best way to do it is to buy a water softener. Some people have different goals or different things that they want to do with their water, and they do not necessarily want a water softener. But that would be a completely different type of appliance. So it's always important to be honest with the customer, let them know exactly what's out there, what's available, what it does and what it does not do. Rather than some companies try to lead people away from softeners and into other items that are not as effective, if they're effective at all.
Well, the industry brought in this term salt-free.
Yep.
You know, and started instilling a lot of fear in homeowners about the amount of sodium in a glass of softened water. And I ask people, I say, do you know what the recommended daily allowance is for sodium in your diet? No. Do you know how much sodium is in an 8-ounce glass of softened water? No. Do you know how much sodium is in one slice of bread? No. I said, well, then you don't know what you're afraid of.
Exactly.
Yeah. In one slice of bread, 150 grams of sodium, 150 milligrams. In a glass of 8-ounce softened water, 12.
Yep. Negligible.
And so why would you scare yourself into alternative, untested water? And that's the other thing I tell people. Look, if it isn't certified by the Water Quality Association, don't even consider it.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. Again, it's just a matter, like you said, it's just misinformation out there. People are afraid to drink water or the salty water. They think it's going to make them sick or raise their blood pressure or whatever the case may be. But that's absolutely not the case. You know, I had a customer one time that even went to the doctor because she was concerned about getting the water softener. Wanted to get his opinion before installing a water softener.
Okay.
Man, the doctor said, it's fine, install the water softener. So.
Well,
now, what is the parts per million standard that's delivered to our, delivered by municipalities? I mean, when you're testing water and you're telling somebody, you know, this is what is in it. I mean, I know there's certain standards that of quality that's delivered to your home.
Okay. It depends. I think the federal maximum is like 550 parts per million or somewhere in that area.
And I asked that because when this article was posted following KTRO Morning News and they were talking about it, one of the people reacted and said his tap is at 650 parts per million.
Yep.
I thought, man, that sounds really exactly. high.
Somebody wasn't watching the test kit too closely.
That's Arizona water.
It is. It's very hard. But it kind of depends on what you're trying to accomplish with the water. So there's some people that just want drinking water, you know, don't want a water softening system. In those situations, then a reverse osmosis system would be what's best for them.
When you get used to drinking water mm-hmm. that doesn't smell or taste like chlorine, it becomes addictive.
Yeah, you can't go back to just drinking tap water after
that. It's really, really hard. Really hard.
Everything else just tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
But yes, to answer the question about the parts per million, it varies from city to city, locality to locality. Another thing is when we're testing softeners versus testing reverse osmosis systems, you know, on softeners we're testing for water hardness, which you usually want to see no more than one or two. Zero would be ideal. And on RO systems or reverse osmosis systems, we're testing for TDS or total dissolved solids. I mean, you kind of want to see that it's taking out 90% of the contaminants out of the water. So we kind of test it before the reverse osmosis system and after the reverse osmosis system to try to see how effective the RO system is working. So, like you said, if that customer had 660 or the person that was online had 660, a reverse osmosis, we get it down to about 60, 66, you know, so it's a huge difference.
And the softener is to treat the water coming into your home to remove mineral deposits. And yeah. That is very beneficial to your plumbing system and all your water using appliances and you personally as you shower and bathe. The reverse osmosis is what you put at the kitchen sink to adjust it for drinking.
Exactly. And it does a great job at it. Again, companies out there will try to promote these whole house water filtration systems that, you know, give the best, cleanest, best tasting drinking water. But nobody's drinking water out of their shower. Nobody's drinking water out of their toilets. Nobody drinking. You know, so what's the point of delivering this type of water to all these fixtures that, you know, it's not necessary. in my mind, the ideal setup is just a water softener for the whole entire house and a reverse osmosis for drinking water. Then you have both of your needs met.
And I think it's critical for homeowners to know if your system is 10, 15, or 20 years old, you ought to look at a new system because they are so much more efficient in how much water they need to generate the clean water. The new RO systems are using about 70% less backflush water than the old original systems. I think that's huge.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the green, is what they're calling them, green reverse osmosis systems, they're using a 1-to-1 ratio. So for every 1 gallon of clean water it produces, it only wastes 1 gallon of reject water. Older systems use 3 to 5 gallons
three
of reject
water. 3 to 5 per one, so. So I'm excited about and the sodium water softeners have become so much more water efficient than they were originally.
Absolutely. A lot of them use 50% less salt, 50% less water to, you know, regenerate. It's just a lot of improvements being made in that sector.
There really are.
And you always got to be careful with the term wasting water, you know, because if you're plugged into a municipality, that drainage water is repurposed and used and actually helps generate a lot of the power we use out of APS, Palo Verde. So
good point. Yep.
There is a certain amount of water that's needed to
keep things going.
It goes down the drain to keep it going.
Well, George, help us write the article this week, improve the quality and taste of drinking water with reverse osmosis. And we cover the other water treatment equipment as well. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. George Cathy of Isley's Home Service. George, if somebody wanted to talk to someone at their home concerning water treatment, how would they reach out?
Just call us at 480-736-1805. One of our dispatchers is always there to answer. They can get you set up with one of our, you know, qualified technicians, and we can come out, test your water, and discuss what your options are and, you know, what was best for your house and your situation. Yeah.
And it's not anything, if somebody's trying to scare you and saying our water's not safe or to drink or use, you know, those aren't the reasons. It is, you know, the standards and the regulation and the amount of testing before it's delivered is very extensive. It's just, they're not softening the water, and they're not making it as good as, you know, you can make it in your home. Exactly. It's a quality of life investment, and that is our Better Water weekly to-do if you're following along in our home maintenance calendar. And like George said, once you go to enjoying pure, clean water, you understand why I carry around 32 ounces with me when I leave the house. I don't want to run out before I get back.
Exactly.
George, thanks a million for coming in and helping us educate the Arizona homeowner.
All right, thank you.